The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America and the sanctions against Iran. Harley.
Well, President Trump said he would renew sanctions against Iran if they didn't return to the table on a new deal to stop its nuclear program for good. They have not, and he is renewing the sanctions starting today. The administration says the goal will be to cripple Iran's economy if necessary. Iran's leader said economic pressure won't be enough by itself to force them back into negotiations. Basically, he wants them to drop the sanctions first. So Iran is hoping Europe and China will take up the slack, but the U.S. can make things tough on European countries and insist on doing business if they decide to do that.
Absolutely.
So the next big target, if Iran around, will be in oil.
Just amazing. I'll tell you what, and it's simple stuff. That's what he says. It's simple stuff. Okay, California, let's go back there. The wildfires are getting any better? No.
No, they're not getting any better. As a matter of fact, the big wildfire we were talking about in Northern California yesterday has become the second largest ever recorded in the state of California. President Trump has declared a state of emergency in California, which means the National Guard can be used to help out against the 17 still mostly growing wildfires there in the state. The fire officials are estimating it'll take another 9 days of concentrated firefighting efforts to fully contain the Mendocino complex fire. It's burned 75 homes so far and has scorched an area almost as large as the entire city of Los Angeles.
Jeez, it's terrible, isn't it? Okay, guns. Hey, go on, sorry.
A couple of stories about guns.
Yeah.
One in Chicago, which has some of the toughest gun laws or anti-gun laws in the nation, has just emerged from one of its most violent weekends in recent months. 6 people were shot over the weekend. 12 of them were killed. This was not a gang war. This is just Chicago doing what Chicago does. Police have responded by arresting 46 people, not for any of the shootings, but for possessing a gun. They've seized another 60 guns. In the meanwhile, in Titusville, Florida, police say a man who got into a fight at a bar went home, got his gun, and came back to a public park and started shooting at some of the people in the park. These were kids attending a back-to-school event promoting peace. Fired at least a dozen shots before a bystander, a legal gun owner with a carry permit, drew his weapon and shot the gunman, who was wounded and taken to a hospital. Police say that bystander for sure saved a lot of lives, and there will be no charges again.
Astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. Good on you, Harley. Well, look, we think of you there, Northern California, the second largest ever. That's Harley in the United States of America.